borough assembly chambers were packed, and most were there because of the proposed prayer ordinance. 10 spoke in favor, and many others stood up when asked who in the audience wanted prayer added to assembly meetings. Many of the speakers were ministers. Fred Adams is pastor of a Free Methodist church in Ward Cove. He says giving a little time to the supreme being has always brought a blessing.
I believe that this blessing has caused our nation to prosper in a very powerful way.
Jeff White of the Lighthouse Church of God notes that the Pledge of Allegiance includes a prayer and that prayer is a historic tradition in the United States. Pastor Bill White of that same church says there are many people in other nations who pray fervently.
I don't think any of us, if we get an opportunity to pray here, will command the whole group to bow 5 times on their face and pray, or any other system like that. But there are those who's praying against what you're doing, against what you represent.
Bill White says those kind of prayers aren't the kind that would be offered by members of the community. Gary Souza of the Ketchikan Church of Christ says he respects those who disagree, but he believes Ketchikan would benefit from more prayer.
The real issue is whether or not you believe that in your personal wisdom that you can make better decisions by yourself as this governing body than you can by appealing to Almighty God. That's a rhetorical question. Of course you cannot.
Two speakers turned in petitions bearing signatures of those in favor of prayer before meetings. On the other side of the issue were 8 speakers. Don Westland says the assembly is not a church. It's a place of government business.
You will alienate me from this assembly if you pass Ordinance 1740. Because I do not believe in God, and there's other people who probably do not.
Becky King says that just because prayer is traditional or that other legislative bodies are praying or have prayed in the past doesn't mean the Ketchikan Assembly should make it part of the agenda.
Giving prayer an official place on the agenda makes me feel that if I do not pray and do not participate, you will not give my opinions the same weight as someone who does. I will not be voting for anyone who supports this proposal. You are here to unite the community, not needlessly divide it.
During assembly discussion of the issue, several members noted that there is nothing in borough code that prevents anyone from offering a prayer during the regular public comment. But by placing prayer on the agenda, Alan Bailey says he's worried the assembly would alienate some members of the community. John Harrington described his devoutly religious background and his belief that prayer would help the assembly make better decisions. He went on to say that he was not in favor of the ordinance.
This is something that is personal between us and our Creator. It is something we need to bring to this table as a part of our decision-making process.
Assemblymember Glenn Thompson was one of the sponsors of the ordinance. When it became clear that it wasn't going to pass, he offered an amendment that would have placed the issue in front of voters during the next regular municipal election.
I think this is an important question. I think there are people who personally believe around this table that it's something we should do, but I think they also feel that it's not necessarily our place as the 7 people around this table to make a question of this magnitude and this importance for the people. And therefore, by putting this section in here and passing the ordinance as a referendum to the people, we'll put the question in front of the voters. Thank you.
The amendment failed, although Harrington and Bailey say they would welcome such a ballot proposition if it came before them as a citizen's initiative. The main motion to add prayer to the regular assembly agenda failed in a 2-4 vote. Thompson and Assemblymember Jim Van Horn voted yes. After the vote, Pastor Bill White asked for a clarification. He wanted to make sure it would be okay for him or anyone else to offer a prayer during public comment, not part of the regular meeting agenda. Mayor David Landis said the presiding officer has leeway about what's allowed during public comment.
Personally, I would enjoy hearing from you.
Okay, thank you.
Later, Assemblymember Todd Phillips said he was a little worried that public comment might be taken over by people coming to pray. In other business, the Assembly voted 6-1 to intervene in the Big Thorn timber sale lawsuit, with Bill Rotecki dissenting. The lawsuit seeks to halt the Big Thorn sale on Prince of Wales Island. It was filed by the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council and names the U.S. Forest Service as the defendant. The borough will intervene on the side of the Forest Service. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.